11.
3-2, I think it's all the good stuff.
It's time to get informed with the Muskegon Heights Fire Chief, Chris Dean. Learn about fire safety, home inspections, and how to keep your family safe in the case of an emergency. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. for an in-depth conversation that could save your life. Got a question for Chief Dean or his guests? Call 231-722-8338. It's time for the Fire Chief Christopher Dean Show.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome everybody out there in Radio Land. This is Chief Dean from the Muskegon Heights Fire Department. Glad to have you back listening to us here on January 27th, 2015. I'm on the air again here with my faithful board man Mihan. Say yeah.
Hello, Muskegon. How you doing?
I'm happy to have you here today on my show running the board for me.
And we have some guests.
We do. Last week, we talked a lot about blight and blight elimination in Muskegon Heights, some of the programs that we got going on. Yeah. We had a different special guest in last week from the Muskegon County Grants Coordinator, Connie Maxim. Yeah. We spoke about how we're going to bring a couple special guests in from Michigan State University. Go green, go green. We have two special guests with us today, Joel and Lyria. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct.
You got to speak in the mic a little bit.
Oh.
Okay. All right. You guys are with the MSU School of Planning and Community Development. What's it called?
It's called the School of Planning, Design, and Construction. Okay. And it's where the urban and regional planning program that we're working out of is located.
Okay, all right. And I hear that's one of the premier schools for planning and urban development.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay, great, great. Good to hear. Well, Joel, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm a senior in the urban and regional planning program. I'll be done in May, and I grew up in the Flint area.
All right.
So got into urban planning, urban development, things like blight elimination, because I grew up around that sort of an environment of a community that needed good urban planning and good urban design. So that's what got me into this, and I'm more than happy to be here in Muskegon Heights doing what seems like incredibly important stuff to benefit this community and really get rid of a lot of these blighted structures that we see.
Excellent. That's great to hear. Lyria, tell us a little bit about yourself. You have an international accent to you.
Yeah, I come from China, and I'm now a graduate student in the Michigan State University and majored in urban planning. And my focus would be the deconstruction and demolition site.
Okay.
Like reuse and recyclable policies in the U.S. and also in the European countries.
Okay, all right. So you're learning here in Michigan and planning on bringing some of that back to your home country.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, and that's for your home country is?
Yeah.
Is China?
Yeah, it's China.
Okay, all right. And you, how long have you been here in the U.S.?
About 1.5 years.
1.5 years. Mm-hmm. How are you liking it?
Yeah, I like United States very much.
Okay,
yeah.
How do you like the weather in Michigan?
I don't like the weather, to be honest.
I take it you come from a warmer area in China.
Yeah, I come from the middle part of China.
Okay.
It's much warmer than Michigan.
Okay, middle part of the country where we want to visit then if we go down to China.
Yeah. You definitely need to go.
Right, great. So now you're a graduate student, so your focus overall is a little bit different, but where'd you start out at?
My focus would be the deconstruction policy. That is a kind of policy that requires a building to be deconstructed after it has been abandoned.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. When it comes to your schooling, before you came here to the United States, mm-hmm. you went to the university in China?
Yeah, I went to the South China Agricultural University and majored in urban design. So it's more a design side, not the planning side.
Okay. So this is a little bit different twist to your education.
Yeah. Now I learned more about the policy side.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So a lot of good stuff that you're going to be able to bring back home.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're here, you'll be able to get the opportunity to help develop policy and work with cities in the United States.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. That's very exciting. Very exciting. One of the reasons we have you here on the show is you, as students at MSU in the planning and urban development,
mm-hmm.
school. You guys have called a practorium?
Practicum.
Practicum. Okay, practicum. And it's a project. Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about that project and what it means?
Yeah, so practicum is essentially the last course that a graduate or an undergraduate student in the urban planning program will take. Different municipalities from around Michigan, you know, we worked with Detroit and Flint and Saginaw and Marquette and all over the state, will apply to have a team of senior graduate or undergraduate urban planning students to work on developing a plan for that community relating to a topic. So we've done current plans that are going on. We have a group doing a recreation plan down in Manistee. There's a group doing a food systems plan in Genesee County and in the city of Flint. And us specifically, we're lucky enough to work with Muskegon Heights doing a blight elimination plan. Lyria, do you have anything else to add?
Oh, that is a real project which we could benefit from it even in our future career.
Okay, yeah. So this is kind of like an intense internship with a group of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. At the end of the practicum, you produce a document?
Yep, that's at the end. This is not an academic project or just a school project. This is an actual final document that the city of Muskegon Heights and the Muskegon County Land Bank we're hoping can use to build on going forward, eliminating blight in the city and really getting rid of or rehabilitating a lot of these vacant structures or vacant storefronts that you see. So this is a real document that will be produced by May.
Okay, great. May, wow, that's an aggressive timeline. What else happens in May for you guys?
In May.
Graduation, maybe?
Yeah, graduation ceremony. Yeah.
So you guys are probably excited about getting this last project out, huh?
Yeah, that is the last class for me.
Okay, yeah. All right.
And hopefully finding a job.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, and this work product, you know, I mean, because some of the listeners may be like, well, they're a bunch of college kids, you know, and this project is basically you're working like consulting firms do. There's a team of you who are all there. The next step is to be working at a firm or working for a municipality. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think it's also a lot of the students, I have to remember, that are in this group. Leary is a graduate student, so already has an undergraduate degree in this, and many of the other students that are working, you know, myself, we have other people in the group, work already in consulting work for various organizations and jobs outside of this project. So for most of us, this is not our first time working in this sort of a project.
Right. So you bring a lot to the table. How many people are on this team that's working together?
Six people.
Six people?
Mm-hmm.
From all over the place? I can't think of where all the people are from in the team.
Yeah, I think we have myself from Flint, Lyria from China. We have
Abdullah from the
United Arab Emirates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have someone from Royal Oak, someone from Coopersville, so okay. Fairly close by. And I believe that's the whole group.
So that is an international group.
Yes, very international group. A lot of different perspectives. You know, there's something to be said about having a lot of different cultural influences, mm-hmm. and ideas and having seen a lot of things. That is great. And this is something that you guys are probably pretty excited about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think this project has a lot of promise, and we're... You know, we got to generally choose the project that we wanted to work on. So most of us are here because, you know, we saw this opportunity and said we want to work on this more than we want to work on any other topic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And the focus. Tell me about the focus on the project. Okay, we know it's blight elimination, and blight has been such a buzzword in the media and in the political circles for years now. What's your project focus, a little, you know, the core of it when it comes to blight?
So we're going to be focusing on this project in mostly the center of the city. So basically from Muskegon Heights High School down to a little bit south of the Middle School on Summit, and then from Wood over to 6th is going to be the boundaries of where this plan is going to be looking at. And what we're focusing on is residential, so vacant houses that you see or blighted houses, and commercial, so vacant structures that you see where businesses should normally be. And the goal in this is to identify, you know, what does the city have currently? And we know the city has some hardest hit money to demolish quite a few vacant houses.
Correct.
And what money does the city need to really get rid of blight in this community, and how do we get there? So the point of this plan is really to say where we are and say how do we get to a point where Muskegon Heights has either eliminated blight or has a manageable amount that can help the city to redevelop, both bringing in new businesses, redeveloping vacant structures, and demolishing vacant structures as well. So this isn't just demolition. It's not just rehabbing, you know, abandoned buildings. It's a mix of both.
Okay. So, Lyria, what are you guys using? I mean, it's such a narrow time frame. Obviously, you're not building everything from scratch. What are you guys doing to put this all together? Because with 14 weeks in a semester, it's just too much to build from scratch, even with a small time frame.
Yes, maybe we will use existing data to do the analyze.
Okay.
And maybe we will divide it in the region into 9 sections and do the passive assessment.
Okay.
From 1 to 4.
Okay, yeah. So you're taking a lot of the data, some things that has already been built, and looking at that and developing a plan from some of the things, like the existing master plan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not coming in here pretending like we're the first people that have thought about this. We know there's a lot of people that have done a lot of great work on this topic, and we're just here to build on the kind of information that the community has put together itself already.
Okay. Well, that's great that you guys are taking some existing data, because it's a, even with the narrowed down scope, it's quite a big task.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, talk about some of your involvement you've had so far with the project. I mean, you know, you've been in town once already. This is your guys' second visit. We've met before. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we've been fortunate enough to meet with several people from the Muskegon County Land Bank and the Muskegon County Grants Office. Obviously, we've met Chris here a couple of times, which has been a wonderful experience, everybody. and we've really gotten to know several people in the community, county commissioner, city council people, and kind of becoming engaged in people that are here doing a lot of work. Lyria, I don't know, what have you thought?
Yeah, and we did a presentation about our scope of work yesterday, talking about what we're going to do with this project.
Who was that presentation to? I know. I've been in on the email loops and been getting the information, but who'd you give your initial presentation to? Who gave you your first input?
The faculty member.
Okay.
And the students.
Okay.
Who are doing other projects.
So even before we saw it, the initial draft scope, you guys were already being evaluated on the quality of the work.
And as I
understand, and I'm drawing a blank on his name, the professor who runs the program, what's his name?
Rex Lamore.
I hear he is quite famous, or maybe even infamous, I'm not sure, in the planning and urban development area.
Yeah, and he also runs the Center for Community and Economic Development in MSU. It's an outreach in MSU.
Okay, so he runs the Center for Community and Economic Development.
Yeah.
He runs the program for planning and community development. How long has he been around at MSU, has he said?
About 30.
30,
yeah.
Longer than any of us can remember.
Okay.
So he's been there for quite a while.
Yeah, I've a couple of the local planning and community development people around Muskegon in Muskegon Heights. I spoke with them, and they remember Rex. They remember him as one of their professors over the years.
Oh,
and
yeah,
these are people who have been in their field for 10, 15 years who are like, yep, I learned under him. And they speak highly of him in the program.
And a lot of the work that Rex does at that Center for Community and Economic Development that Lyria was talking about is outreach plans across the state. So that organization works all over Michigan, and Rex administers that. So he has a lot of ties and information across the state that he's also using to help guide this project and, you know, tell us where it's good and where it could use improvement.
And one of the research he's doing right now is about the abandonment policy.
Okay.
So he's quite interested in our project, the light elimination project.
Wow, excellent. I even heard a rumor that there's consideration of this project being presented at the
May.
In May.
Yeah.
Outside of the what's required for your course, but with the Rex's other program.
Oh, at the CCED. That very well could happen.
Yeah.
And it'd be great if it did. Mm-hmm. We would love for that to happen.
Yeah, this is one of those chances where, you know, the opportunity for the two groups to come together and work together on this project may help with some development of other policy and things out there in the community. Yeah. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and what we're hoping is that this plan we'll be able to hand it off, you know, when we're all completed with this document in May, to be built on by people in Muskegon Heights, people in Muskegon County that can take this plan further, you know, and maybe develop it to be even more actionable than what we're hoping to make in May. So we're very much hoping that this is even just a basic outline of what we'd like to see done with Blight, Muskegon Heights, and how to get there, and really let the community take it from there and let the community guide where it goes.
Okay. And also, we are going to make a poster about the project, which could help people to understand the project better.
Okay, yeah. Great. We're in the next couple minutes, we're coming into a break, but after the break, we're going to talk about some community engagement opportunities that are out there that you guys are sponsoring and helping and how it relates to the project. We'll speak a little bit about how the hardest hit funds and the utilization of that are going to kind of pigtail into the data you guys put together in your project and how to we're going to maximize dollars. And also we want to invite callers to call in. I'm sure there's lots of people out there who have questions. Sometimes we get questions, sometimes we don't. 231-722-8338, 231-722-8338. If you just want to call in with any questions you may have on Blight, the practicum. Did I say it right that
time? You did say it right, practicum.
All right, I'm getting there. You can give us a call and we can help hopefully answer some of your questions. Or if you know you just want to support the Spartans and say go green, you can
go
call
white.
In and say that. All right, green and white, yes. We can talk about, you know, the football season the Spartans have had. I mean, if you know. So nonetheless, we're rolling into our break here. After the break, we're going to talk about those things and a few more things before we wrap up the show today. All right, Mihan, you want to take us into commercial?
It's the Fire Chief Chris Dean Radio Show on 103.7 The Beat.
Hi, this is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Every 2 minutes, another American is sexually assaulted. If you or someone you know has been sexually assaulted, you are not alone. Help is just a call or click away through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Please call 1-800-656-HOPE. That's H-O-P-E. Or visit rain.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up. I shouldn't be afraid to get on the school bus.
To turn on my computer.
Message. A lock to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit rain.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Hi, this is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Every 2 minutes, another American is sexually assaulted. If you or someone you know has been sexually assaulted, you are not alone. Help is just a call or click away through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Please call 1-800-656-HOPE, that's H-O-P-E, or visit rain.org, that's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
I listen to 103.7 The Beat all day, every day.
It's the Fire Chief Chris Dean Radio Show on 103.7 The Beat.
Welcome back. I'm glad to hear that people are out there in radio land and the internet land. Is that right, Mihan? Got a couple people on, out there?
Listening online. You can always listen online at www.1037thebeat.com. If you have an Android or iPhone, you can download an app, which is called TuneIn Radio. You can listen online. All you have to do is download that app and search WVS. You can listen to us on your Android or iPhone.
All right. So that way, if you're in the car right now and you're getting ready to go in the home or office, you can get in front of your computer or get on your phone and continue to listen to the show.
Well, if you're going to an office, I'm pretty sure you can listen to a radio.
That's true. That's true. That's true. I don't know. Some offices have strict rules. I run a tight show at my department. My guys don't get to listen to radio.
Oh, okay.
2 breaks a day? No. No, but we're back here again with the MSU students, Joel and Lyria. And I'm proud of myself because I've pronounced your name at least close to right a couple times.
Good. Exactly the same.
Good. And as we're coming out of the break, again, if anyone wants to call in, 231-722-8338. Our focus again today is on blight elimination. If you're just tuning in, the students here from MSU are doing a practicum as part of their learning experience, and they're actually providing a great service to the community with this practicum, where they're developing a blight elimination plan that will help guide the use of some of the hardest hit dollars that the city of Muskegon Heights received in conjunction with the Muskegon County Land Bank. If you tuned in last week, or if you weren't tuned in last week, we talked about how the hardest hit funding dollars that have been set aside for Muskegon Heights will be used, $1.8 million to eliminate blighted structures in Muskegon Heights and get them ready for redevelopment. Our partner in that is the Muskegon County Land Bank. Tony Malatsiotis, the county treasurer, he coordinates that. He's been a great partner in this. We've been working together on quite a few things and getting this ready. One of the things at a staff level, I just want to mention that we've been looking at is, when's the work going to begin? There's some things that we have to do administratively, but we're looking at early summer, hopefully starting to get work done on the houses. But there's, as with all grants, there's paperwork. There's paperwork that has to be done and agreements that have to be signed. So stay tuned. We're going to continue to talk more about that. But back to you guys and the practicum that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, earlier we were talking about data and analytics, you know, and one of the things that we talked about pretty much offline previously when we've met is, you know, community. Tell us about why community is important to your project.
Yeah, well, we wanted to make sure that we did a lot of community input because, you know, when it comes down to it, in the end, we're just consultants. And, okay. You know, the ones that are going to drive what's in this plan are the people who live in Muskegon Heights and who live in this area. You know, it's a plan for, it's their community. These structures are in their neighborhoods. And no one knows these neighborhoods as well as people that live in the neighborhoods and live in the city. So we can, you know, come in with the information that we might have. But there's nothing that's as valuable as getting input from the people that live here. Because this is, you know, this is Muskegon Heights plan. You know, this is for this community.
Okay.
Yeah, we want people to participate in this project to speak out what they want to say in the future for Muskegon Heights.
Okay, great. So part of your plan development is actually getting input, and what are some of the ways we're going to do that?
Yeah, so, well, first and foremost, this evening, right before the basketball game from 5 to 7 in the Media Center in Muskegon Heights High School, we are going to be having a community input session.
Okay.
It's going to be a great opportunity for you to come in, see other people that live in the community, see your neighbors, and tell us what you want to see in this plan. We're, like I said, we can kind of look up and come to the city as much as we want and meet with municipal officials, but what we really need is to hear from people that live in Muskegon Heights, that live in these communities, that live in your neighborhoods, and you need to come and tell us what you want to see in this city and in this plan. And so that's what we were going to do tonight. From 5 to 7 at Muskegon Heights High School. Come, give your input, go watch basketball. It'll be a good time.
Right.
But it's an excellent opportunity for people to have their voices heard in this plan.
Okay. And the meeting is kind of a structured thing. You're going to provide some information. Give us a little basis on how you're going to run that.
Yeah, sure. So tonight, everyone, you're going to come. If you come in at 5, we'll have tables set up. Everybody will get placed at a table. You get to see your neighbors. And what we're going to do is we're going to go through. We're going to talk about what we're doing, who are we, what's the point of this project, what's our goal. And then we're going to go through what's called a SWOT analysis. And it's called, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats.
Okay.
And what that means is we want people to, you know, and we'll spend 15 minutes on each one, letting people at tables discuss with the other people at their table. table, what they want to see, what they want Muskegon Heights to become. So strengths, you know, what are building blocks that we could build off of? Weaknesses, what are some shortcomings? Opportunities coming out of this plan, what are the opportunities that you see? Okay. What could we capitalize on? And then threats is usually, well, what happens if we don't do this plan? Or what happens if we don't carry out this plan? And it creates urgency for the plan.
Okay.
And so everyone will be able to come in, you know, this evening. Everyone around tables will be able to write down what they're saying. We'll collect all that information from everybody, these sheets, this information. And then when we go to format this plan, everything that we do in this plan will be guided by this input that we get from the community. And it'll all be tied back to what we hear tonight.
Okay. So you guys are really driven by the data that and the input from the citizens. It's not a group of third party coming in to say, I know what Muskegon mm-hmm. Heights needs. You guys are really taking some serious input into that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's you know, we can't come in from Lansing and tell Muskegon Heights what it wants. You know, Muskegon Heights is the only thing that can say what should be in this plan, and that's why community input is really the centerpiece of this plan.
Wow, that's great. That's
it's very important for them to come. 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, Muskegon Heights High School in the Media Center. Come out. It's going to be a good time.
Okay.
Wow, that's important. What about the people who, you know, 5 o'clock, they may have other things going on. Are there any other resources to get to, for people to give input?
Yeah, we will be making a Survey Monkey survey. And for anyone that doesn't know that, we don't have it up yet, but we'll probably have it up either later today or early tomorrow. And that link will be thrown out on the city's Facebook page, on the fire department Facebook page. So you'll be able to see it. So if you can't come tonight, which you really should come tonight if you can, right. But if you can't, there'll be plenty of opportunity for you to give your input through that. And those results will be put in just like the results that we had from this evening. And it's very important for us to get this community input on exactly what they want to see and what you all think should be a centerpiece of this plan. So tonight will be your in-person chance, and you also have chances online.
And it's open for any age.
Right? Uh-huh. If you want, if you're one or if you're 100, come out, give your input. It'll be great.
Right. So no matter how old you are, come out, give your input. It's a structured thing in developing Muskegon Heights, and it's a springboard, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
So, yeah, it's important that we get people out. You know, the community is at work trying to put things together, and this is one of those great opportunities to say, okay, where do we want to go with it? I like the fact that your project is data driven and driven by the input of the community, and that's, I think that's very important. I like to hear that. You know, you're not riding in on your horses from East Lansing and saying, this is what you need, and you're riding out on your horses.
No, there's been a lot of planners a lot of years ago that did stuff like that, and you know, that's in no way what this plan's going to be.
Excellent. That's great to hear that it's going to be something, you know, dynamic that you can take that input in from the community, utilize it, and put it to work in within the project, and we can go from there.
Oh yeah.
Right, great. I'm a facts and information person, so I like to hear that you're gonna take data that's existing and then take some more additional input and create that document. We're coming down to the end of the show. It goes quick, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. It does. I can't believe it.
Yeah, we're coming down to the end of the show. I was hoping that we would get you some callers. We also have an opportunity for if anyone wants to do like a walk-in today. I think we were talking about from, I want to say from 2 to 4.
Yeah, I think it was 1 to 4.
1 to 4, yes. 1 to 4 in Muskegon Heights City Hall, the conference room next to the city manager's office. We'll have an open door. Mm-hmm. So if your schedule this evening doesn't allow and you want to give a chance to give some input, you can swing into the city of Muskegon Heights City Hall, walk in the front entrance, take the hallway that's on the right-hand side almost to the end. There'll be an open conference room door. Hopefully we'll have a sign up or where people can see where to go in. Mm-hmm. They can speak with you, give their input on what they thought, think, and feel about what should happen with the area that you're focusing on.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're trying to, you know, between the online survey, between, you know, opening City Hall from 1 to 4, and between this event tonight, we're really trying to give people opportunities to fit giving their input into their schedule, because we know people have busy lives, but everyone's input is very important in this plan.
Okay. Well, with that, I think we're going to round out our show. I was hoping for some callers. No callers today. I want to thank you guys for coming out early ahead of the rest of the group. And
thanks for having
you
us.
You guys probably were on the road at 6 a.m. or close to that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate it. I remember my college days, 6 a.m. I really didn't want to be up that early. but we all struggled through, and so it's great. I want to thank the sponsors of 103.7 The Beat for having us here, allowing us to talk on the air and serve the community. Want to thank PA for inviting me to do the show. And always I want to thank my faithful assistant, Mihan, running the board over there.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, keep it locked, and we're off for another week.
Yeah. Next Tuesday?
You know what? I'm not sure we're doing next Tuesday. We were every other Tuesday. We might try and squeeze another live show in. It all depends.
Okay.
The listeners will just have to check it out.
And also, if you missed today's show, we will be running the program back Thursday and Friday, so you still can get some information about the project they're working on coming up May.
All right. So
Thursday and Friday.
So the listeners out there who have families or friends who are interested in what's going on that didn't get to hear the show today, have them tune in on Thursday and Friday, and they can hear it again. Same time?
Same time.
All right. Yeah. Same time.
Now, do you want to share where you're going to be at once again?
Oh, we're going to be tonight, 5 to 7 p.m. at Muskegon Heights High School in the Media Center. Come on out at any age. Bring your input. Bring your passion. And let us know what you want to see in this plan for your city.
All right. With that, everyone have a good day. We'll see you tonight at the game and at the community input session.
It's the Fire Chief, Chris Dean Radio Show on 103.7 The Beat.
Car stereo broke down? No problem. Listen to us live at 1037thebeat.com.